This is EVQuest News Shorts, highlighting recent EV news headlines from New Zealand, Australia, and around the world. Included in this episode, more CO2 than claims by manufacturers, no more referrals from Tesla. G'day, I'm Adrian Maidment, and joining me is Riz Akhtar from Carloop, based in Melbourne, Australia. Hello, Riz.
Hey, Adrian, good to be on. Lots for us to chat about.
Yes, let's get straight into one of your key areas of expertise, Tesla. I was just reading the, we'll start with maybe rumors and speculation, but a Tesla recall, Cybertruck recall.
There's about 4,000 of them, I think, being recalled for an accelerator pedal issue, which I'm sure Tesla is getting on top of. And I think they've also stopped deliveries on some of them. So they are piling up outside their Texas factory until they can get it sorted.
And it's an actual real recall. Not like usually they say it's a recall and it's just an over the air, but this is an actual. It's got to go back to
doing it via mobile service or something like that. But I believe it's a physical, sort of recall to do with the accelerator pedal. But I'm sure they've caught it early on, rather than tens of thousands of these things out there and then having to do it. So yeah, it is an actual recall. You rightly say, Adrian.
But yeah, they were looking at ramping up, weren't they? So like you said, it's good they've caught it early. Okay, well, stay on Tesla. I was reading one of the Driven articles about no more referrals from...
Yeah, they're trying a unique strategy, I think. They may cut back on referrals. And then just before the show, I find out that in the US, they've cut their prices again on Model S, Model X, and Model Y. So not sure what's going on there, but... As I sort of concluded in that article late last week, was that, if they're ending the referral program, they're likely to reduce prices further to keep the demand going. Otherwise, people are, not necessarily able to buy their cars unless there's a level of incentives involved and competition's only heating up.
Yeah. They had said they'd stop lowering prices, though, hadn't they?
Yeah, and it wasn't long ago, but then the news just before the recording of our EVQuest show is that they've further cut prices on some of their models in the US, and I wonder if that's a indicator that we're likely to see something here as well.
That'd be good, unless you're trying to resell your old Tesla.
Yeah, that's right.
That's not so good. Let's talk CO2. I was reading a recent report that the new data by the European Union Environmental Agency was saying that the cars aren't environmentally, well, they're more pollution basically than what they were saying. What the producers and claims, and Toyota was one of the key offenders, and also the hybrids, which have become, I guess you'd say, quite popular with the sort of downturn of EVs. They're actually not as good as claimed by companies such as
So plug-in hybrids, I think, people don't drive them in ideal lab conditions, and that's the emissions that they produce are generally recorded while they're being tested in a lab. And then it's about, when people charge their batteries versus actually, some people don't even charge them. Some people just run them off fuel, especially if it's plug-in hybrid. So not surprising, but, let's see if politicians and others pay attention to that sort of thing. Yeah. Marketing, Adrian, that's what it is. If they market as if... I mean, there's a couple of ads running in Australia at the moment where brands like Honda, Nissan, and others are saying, basically live the zero emission lifestyle without having to plug in your car. So they don't have any zero emission vehicles themselves, but they're talking about the convenience of being able to go to a fuel station and still produce a large number of emissions, although that the emissions bit is not being really discussed by those manufacturers.
Yeah. For Chinese companies are looking at getting into the US market sort of via Mexico. But that's apparently, as reported in Reuters, American government's put pressure on Mexican government, and that's going to be a no-go now. So that was one of the free trade agreement between states, Mexico and Canada. But that's been blocked a bit. So the Americans fear of the low price EVs coming in from China via Mexico.
Yeah, the putting barriers up, Adrian. I don't know how. Like, one thing's for sure, the Chinese EV makers will find a way of getting in. So, you know, it doesn't matter what the US says or does. Apparently, there's already reports of large amount of EVs in Europe from Chinese EV makers. I did get a chance to, I think we touched on this a couple of episodes ago, a Drover EV9, and then I had another one recently, and that was the base model in Air. Quite a nice car, but you know, even in Australia, it's well over $100,000 by the time you add a couple of options on it. But apart from that, quite a few new models launching. MG Cyberster keeps getting spotted in Australia. It's currently being tested, so we'll find out. I got a chance to have a look at the BYD CLU plug-in hybrid, but I can't say anything about it until next month, so I'll have more to share next month.
I'll be checking out the Kia EV5 next week on its road to around New Zealand, so I'm looking forward to that. Okay, Riz, thank you for your time.
Thanks, Adrian. Look forward to the next one.